I'm here at the Alltech International Symposium with Damian O'Reilly, and we are getting ready to enter into our dinner session of the portion of the evening. And Damian is our moderator for the food print session tonight. And so, Damian, tell me a little bit more about what we expect to hear from you and from some questions from the audience.
Well, we have about 50 people coming here, and it's a very timely discussion because the carbon footprint, everybody in the world, I think, now knows roughly or more or less what we mean when we say your carbon footprint. It's a relatively new phenomenon, I suppose, that people are becoming more conscious about the effects that everyday life and the things we do, the cars we drive, the food that we eat, and what the effect is ultimately on climate change. So I hope that we can provoke a debate here about the food industry and food companies, what they are doing. Some of them, of course, have signed up to the whole food print idea, which is to say we've reduced our carbon footprint by 5 or 7%. I'm just looking at Walker's Crisps based in the UK, and they make a big thing about how they have reduced their carbon footprint. But the question some people ask is, how can we monitor them? How do we know? Is this just a clever marketing ploy by them to get everybody on side to say, well, fair play to them, that's a great company, see what they're doing, they're protecting the environment while they're feeding us at the same time and they're reducing their greenhouse gas emissions and so on and so forth? Or is it real? I mean, is it tangible? Are there figures there to prove that these food companies who claim on their branding that they are caring about the environment, are they actually doing it? So, and how much of an onus is on the food industry to actually now, because so much, I suppose, of their carbon footprint in the food industry is damaging to the environment, how much of an onus is on them to try and reduce that and to protect the environment?
Well, that's a lot of information, and it is very, very important in a very timely manner. What can we do at home? What are some simple steps that we can do at home as consumers to reduce our footprint?
Funny thing is, Jamie, yesterday I was in the press room, and I printed off some pages for an interview I was doing, and when I was finished with them, I walked around specifically to look for the green bin to put them into rather than just a trash can, which, when I was a young boy, you had everything went into the bin and it all went out and the bin man came along or the garbage collector and just threw it. Now we have in our kitchens at home, we have compartments in our bins where you put the food and then you put all the wrappings and the paper and everything like that. So I think people, I found it difficult. Yesterday, I wouldn't put the paper, and I'm not saying I'm a sandal-wearing, muesli-eating green or anything like that, but I was looking around. So I think people have got it into their psyche that you don't put paper in with the banana skins and that you don't put the potato peelings in with the empty Coke cans and stuff like that. So I think people in general, it's just become habitual now that they are more caring with the rubbish that they dispose of, and I suppose that's that can only help.
Well, that really is that simple, just taking those simple steps. Thank you, Damian, and I look forward to the rest of the evening and hearing what you and others have to say and what we can do pertaining our food print. Thank you.
Lovely talking to you, Jamie.